It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Chris Russo was a firefighter on 9/11. He got to ground zero that night, and communications were rough.
Where I worked on the backside, what was left of the North Tower, we did recovery there. And quite honestly, those are the times that we used hand signals and had to relay messages across that enormous debris field.
10 years later, everyone has cell phones, but in a crisis, are they much better than hand signals? Benjamin Lennett is with the New America Foundation's Open Technology Initiative.
If you look at what happened even within the earthquake that hit the Northeast, you know, when people actually just used their phones to call relatives or check text messages or get some information on what had happened, the network was already completely overloaded, and that wasn't even sort of a catastrophic emergency. So really, it calls into question what is the state of our networks in terms of handling emergency situations.
That's why there's been focus on the D block. The D block is part of the broadcast spectrum, and it's really valuable because it's strong. It can penetrate walls.
Well, as it's contemplated now, it's would be basically solely for emergency responders. So it would be powering their radios, video cameras, and wireless video cameras and other sort of applications that would use wireless data. The public itself wouldn't be able to access those frequencies or use that network.
Well, if they can't use it, how can they call for help?
Well, that's part of the problem. It doesn't necessarily solve the other issue within this, which is that our networks in general are not sufficient to be capable of providing emergency communications for the public when catastrophes or natural disasters occur.
The D-block wouldn't help you make a call, but it could be used by emergency responders at the scene. But making it available means going through Congress, where people sometimes disagree. Tony Rahm is with Politico.
There are really two camps. There's one camp that says we should take this chunk of spectrum known as the D-block and give that directly to public safety. And they would pay for that by taking airwaves from broadcasters that have been volunteered by those broadcasters and auctioning them off. So some of the money goes to the network and some of the money goes to the federal government. But there's this other camp that says, wait a minute, public safety already has the spectrum. They're just not using it efficiently. So let's not give the D-block to public safety. Let's auction it to a commercial carrier and also use the incentive auction plan, which means more money for the federal government.
The president, congressional Democrats, and some congressional Republicans want to give the D-block to public safety. Other Republicans favor auctioning the spectrum. It's becoming a fiscal issue.
The big talk in Washington right now is about this so-called super committee, which has to come up with at least $1.2 trillion in new cuts. We're already talking about including this entire issue with D-block and spectrum reform in what the super committee is doing. And that's not because the super committee is interested in first responders and their needs. It's mostly because that this proposal could net billions of dollars in new revenue.
Is Congress feeling more pressure to figure this out now that the 10th anniversary of 9/11 is here?
Well, a lot of stakeholders thought the pressure was there in the lead-up to the 10th anniversary. And Senator Jay Rockefeller, the leader of the Senate Commerce Committee, had said that it was his top priority to get this done by the 10th anniversary deadline. But it's basically impossible for that to happen now. If it is true that the Supercommittee takes up this issue, we may not see any movement until November, which is when the Supercommittee has to put forward its plan. So it could seem to be that, you know, an issue that we thought was going to get done by September 11, 2011, could be done maybe by the end of the year.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.